Let's get to the business world now with Giles Beckford. Giles.
Thank you, Cara and Atamari. In the business news this morning, the Commerce Commission investigates a potential pyramid selling scheme. Financial illiteracy holds back investments. And we'll bring you the latest from the financial markets. The Commerce Commission is investigating a multi-level marketing scheme involving cryptocurrencies. The scheme, known as Lion's Share, encourages people to spend hundreds of dollars in the hope of earning cryptocurrencies from each new person that they recruit. Nicholas Poynton has the details.
A tax expert from the law firm Balgully, Campbell Pentney, says in his opinion Lion's Share has the characteristics of a pyramid scheme. Pyramid schemes are illegal under the Fair Trading Act because they make money from the recruitment of others rather than from the sale of a product or a service. The Commerce Commission has received complaints about the Lion's Share scheme and told RNZ it has just opened a formal investigation but gave no further details. Last week, a local promoter of the scheme, South Auckland woman Shelley Cullen, told her social media followers she would meet with the Commission. RNZ approached Cullen for comment, but she has yet to respond. This is Nicholas Poynton.
Attitudes towards savings and investments may have changed, but it hasn't translated into actions, and financial ignorance may be a prime cause. A survey commissioned by the online trading platform Sharesies shows high interest in investing, but little follow-through into action. Chief Executive of the platform, Brooke Roberts, says there's an overall lack of knowledge about investment. She says the numbers have hardly shifted over the past year, with only 23% of people saying they gained a financial education at school.
There's definitely a strong motivation, increasing motivation compared to last year too, in terms of the willingness to invest. But yeah, there's still a massive opportunity for more Kiwis to know that investing is now accessible to them. You can see through the research too is that there's a real lack of people feeling confident around investing, but also financial insights, and that, you know, stems from education to also making sure that the products that people experience and the investing platforms and the banking platforms are really creating an inclusive experience, and it's so, so important that does happen.
That's the Chief Executive of Sharesies, Brooke Roberts. One of the most hard-hit sectors of the global travel and tourism industry by the pandemic has been cruising. Its value to New Zealand in 2019 estimated close to $600 million, bringing in more than 350,000 passengers. Earlier this week, Lyttelton Port opened its dedicated cruise berth, and a small cruise ship has been given a nod by the government to do domestic expedition cruises. Attempts to resume cruises in the Caribbean have been hit by outbreaks of COVID-19, even though everyone on board tested negative before sailing. Well, the world's biggest cruise ship operator is Carnival Corporation. It's raised $12 billion to stay afloat financially and is retiring 18 ships. Its chief executive, Arnold Donald, is confident the industry will be back next year and sees no sense in sailing without landing.
Why do people cruise? Do they cruise just to be on a ship? No, they usually cruise because they want to go to destinations. They want to experience something. And so based on that, our priority, of course, is to make cruising work in a way where we have every confidence there's no greater risk than if you were engaging in similar activity shoreside. Now, we're, you know, very optimistic that we'll be cruising again in 21 at, you know, some scale. We're cautiously optimistic we'll be sailing in early 21.
That's Carnival Cruises as a chief executive, Arnold Donald. Just gone 3 minutes to seven. Let's catch up on what's happening on financial markets. No point walking on Wall Street because it's closed for Thanksgiving holiday. In Europe, Britain's FTSE 100 index down about 0.5%. The other big European bourses are marginally lower. The mood is generally downbeat, with new surveys showing that consumer confidence has fallen quite markedly in France and Germany because of new COVID cases and lockdowns. Our own top 50 index was a shade listless, falling 66 points, about 0.5%. Starts the day at 12,602. New Zealand dollar 70 US cents, 95.1 Australian, 52.4 British pence, 0.588 euro, 73 Japanese yen, 4.6 yuan. Brent crude oil is down about 90 cents at $47.70 US a barrel. Gold is up $4 at $1,810 US dollars an ounce. Elsewhere, KiwiRail says its bottom line been derailed by the pandemic, although operational changes and cost-cutting helped to stabilise the business. The company made an underlying full-year profit, $40 million. That compares with $55 million the year before.